the last June and November 2020 sessions of WP29. So first, yeah, both sessions were held as hybrid meetings with all of the audience attending remotely. So the June session, just over one half day, so one afternoon, 2 hours, and the November session a bit longer, over four half days, so 8 hours in total. So quite still short meeting to what we were used to in WP29, so that's why maybe there's been a bit less discussions, and it's been really contracted to mainly adopt and vote on the document which were coming from the different GRs. Some highlights though, so the, during the November session we had an opening speech by the NETSA Deputy Administrator, Dr. James Owens, to brief us about the latest activities and how does NETSA sees the impact and the contribution from WP29 and all the stakeholders. You have the his speech here in informal document WP29-182-20. Also, Mr. Kisulenko retired from Russia, so we have now Mr. Anikiev from Russia that has been elected as a vice chair for WP29, and he was the Russian Federation participant in GRP, so we wish him good luck, the best of luck as a vice chair for WP29. I'm not sure if he's still participating to GRP, but he was in the past. Regarding GRP topics, so all the documents which were submitted to AC1, so the 58 agreement, and AC3, the 98 agreement, were adopted. Only one exception to this is the expected vote on UN regulation on RDE, which has been withdrawn from the November session of WP29 and postponed to some further session, as there are still some discussions going on at the European level on some of the square brackets that were remaining in the UNR document. Also, AC2 has discussed some topic which might be relevant for GRP, the intellectual property rights issues in informal working groups, and we might be coming back to that in the very near future. And of course, you can see all the details about these reports in the documents stated below. Thanks, Mr. Chair.